Ocean currents in the Pacific are responsible for depositing tons of debris from Asia, America, and elsewhere on Alaska's shores each year. One Alaskan conservation organization is working to remove that debris to restore the beaches to their natural condition. Since 2003, the MCA Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Marine Conservation Alliance, has been working to tackle the problem of marine debris in Alaska by coordinating cleanup activities around the state. Anne Vanderhoven is the board president for the foundation. She says 2010 was a great year for the foundation's cleanup efforts.
We collected more than 400,000 pounds of marine debris, everything from fishing nets to water bottles and everything in between, from beaches throughout Alaska. In addition to the marine debris cleanup, we also removed a derelict fishing vessel in the Pribilofs, the Ocean Clipper.
Nationally, the majority of marine debris is believed to come from sources on land. In Alaska, however, much of the debris consists of fishing nets and line, floats and buoys, and industrial packing material that are either carried to the state by ocean currents or left over from old fishing operations in Alaska. Vanderhoven says that much of the debris found in Alaska can be traced back to its source.
Based on the manufacturer and the size of the mesh and the type of the fiber that's used to weave the net, you can narrow it down a lot.
Beach cleanup projects are selected through a bidding process. The foundation primarily uses federal grant funding to provide support to tribes, communities, and nonprofits to conduct the cleanups. The foundation is now looking at cleanup proposals for 2011. This year, the Marine Conservation Alliance Foundation worked with tribal councils in Nelson Lagoon, Port Hyden, St. George, and St. Paul Island.